Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I hope you're having a fabulous morning this morning. I wanted to remind you that this weekend is the Fiesta Pensacola host, the 2023 Crawfish Festival. This is always a good time in downtown Pensacola, Friday, April the 28th through Sunday, April the 30th in Seville Quarter and Fountain Park. You want to come see the Cat Crew? They're going to be there. Enjoy one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. You find out crawfish eating contest times. That should be a blast. An entertainment lineup at News Radio 92.3. This morning I have with me Tasca King with ADX Communications. Good morning, Tasca.
Good morning.
It's good to have you this morning.
Thank you.
We are going to talk all things digital. If you want to join in the conversation, please do. The phone number is 437-1620. We would love to hear from you.
Good morning. Well, like you said, we're going to talk about digital, and we welcome any calls or questions. But specifically today, I was going to talk about video, advertising video. Mm-hmm. And so let's step back and talk about how video advertising has changed. Not so much creating the video, but where the video ads are shown. So I have a question for you, Tammy.
Yes.
Do you still have cable or satellite, or have you cut the cord?
I've cut the cord, basically. I think I have some cable, but I don't ever watch it.
Okay.
Anymore.
All right. Well, it's interesting. Just during third quarter of last year alone, over 785,000 Americans cut the cord.
Oh, wow.
Meaning they completely dropped their cable or satellite television subscription or viewing, how they watch television. And they're strictly using streaming. By the end of this year, it's expected that over 101 million people in the United States will no longer have cable or satellite for their television content viewing. They will strictly be streaming. 90% of young people ages 18 to 24 do not have any kind of cable or satellite account. They strictly get their content from streaming.
Right, like Hulu. Is that what we're talking about? Hulu?
Exactly.
Peacock, things like that.
Exactly. The numbers that I just quoted you are up by over 14 million people nationally from 2022, or will be up 14 million people from 2022. Now, why is this important in the digital or in the advertising arena altogether? Well, that technically splits your access to the viewing public. Mm-hmm. So now we're pushing 40% of the population will have cut the cord by the end of next year. So we're pushing a lot.
That's a huge number.
It is a huge number. And in addition to that, a lot of the people that do still have cable or satellite are also paying for the streaming subscriptions. So more and more every year, the growth is on the streaming side. And by streaming, I mean they're getting all of their video content or the majority of their video content, television viewing, programs, documentaries, whatever, movies. It's all coming from the internet. It's all internet-based programming versus the old-school broadcast programming, network programming, cable programming. So how does this affect the advertiser?
Right.
Well, now you have choices for where your video commercials can be aired. And more, especially if you want to reach the younger demographics, the more and more of those folks are getting their content from streaming. They're either, like you mentioned, Peacock, Netflix, Hulu, YouTube TV.
Right.
There is direct stream TV. Now, of course, we had direct TV for years on the satellite side. Mm-hmm. But they jumped in and said, look, we're going to lose our satellite customers. We've got to do something to keep them. And since they already had internet, our access to the internet, okay, let's move our programming off of this cable base or satellite base and put it also on streaming. So that's actually what we have. So we cut the cord over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And 100% of what we see is streaming, though some of it is through a monthly bill with DirecTV Stream.
Right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm talking to Tasca King. We're talking about cutting the cord.
Yes, we video, are.
And how it's really gone stream. Where everyone's streaming these days.
Yes, and it is continuing to grow. Like I said, it grew by 14 million people last year. By the end of 2026, they're expecting that over 115 million people will no longer have cable or satellite. They will be streaming. So what does that mean to the advertiser? Again, that splits the audiences in half, but it gives you more choices. And here's some stats, some other stats on the streaming. 87% of U.S. households, whether they have cable and satellite or not, have at least one connected TV. So 87% of those households, of all U.S. households, are using at least one streaming platform.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of them are going to be Netflix, mm-hmm. Hulu, the big ones, and Prime.
And they all have usually smart TVs at this point.
Exactly, exactly. Nearly half of adults watch video on connected TVs every day. On average, streamers use up to free ad-supported platforms. Up to four free ad-supported platforms. So the free ones are the ones that you see on the Fire Stick or the Roku or the Sling.
Right.
That you're not paying extra for. But then you can have different levels of subscriptions for like Hulu, and Netflix is coming out with ad-supported. Paramount Plus has ad-supported. Mm-hmm. A lot of the networks have several different opportunities. Okay, back to how does that affect the advertiser? Well, we offer several different video options here. That is called over-the-top. Over-the-top advertising is advertising within video content to the streaming audience. They're shown on internet-connected television, streaming programming through their own operating systems. And they, you know, this comes through services like from Fire Stick, Roku, Comcast, Chromecast, Apple TV, mm-hmm. Sling, Android TV. The first time I ever did any kind of streaming was through my Wii. So it comes, you can get it in through the gaming systems as well. With our video offerings, 100% of our video advertising through OTT, these ads are served on the connected TVs and they're non-skippable. Now, I know a lot of you have seen video ads within content on your laptops.
Right.
When you're scrolling the internet. Some of that is skippable, but when you're on the connected TVs, these are all non-skippable ads. The average time spent with OTT, meaning with streaming each day where you have access to see these commercials that are running through OTT or over the top, is an hour and 44 minutes per day. And that average is growing every day as the viewership of cable and broadcast and satellite, that number shrinks.
Right.
Almost daily.
Absolutely. By the way, you are listening to News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We would love for you to join in this conversation. It's 437-1620. You can text or call. I'm speaking to Tasca King with ADX Communications. Let us know, have you cut the cable? Have you cut the cord with cable? Yeah, absolutely. Do you still listen to watch cable? Are you on to streaming devices? So we're talking about how many people watch commercials? Is that an hour, did you say? An hour a day?
Well, no, that's not watching commercials. That's watching the streaming programming that where the over-the-top commercials are placed. Now, here's the great thing about what we do on the digital side versus the broadcast side or the cable side. If you're buying television commercials, which basically that's what this is, if you buy television or commercials on cable network or through a local broadcast station, you are buying the programming. So you will place that commercial inside Grey's Anatomy, or you will place that commercial inside the news, or whatever. No matter how many people watch the news or who is watching the news, they're going to have access or exposure to your commercial. Well, that's great, as long as they are a prospect for you.
Okay.
But what are the chances that everyone that sees that commercial is a prospect for you or fits within your target of who you want to reach? Probably not. It's more like a blanket way of reaching people. With over-the-top and advertising through streaming, everything that is done, everything, all the ads are placed based on your targeting strategy.
Which is key.
That is key. So if you are a landscaping company and you want to reach homeowners in certain neighborhoods, you can do that without reaching everybody in the market. We can send all the ads straight to people who own homes in the neighborhoods that you want to work in. And that is
huge. Really cool.
I mean, it eliminates a lot of waste with your message. I mean, you don't want to be advertising all day long to people that live in apartment complexes because they do not hire landscaping people.
Right.
You know, one person in the office might, or they probably have somebody that works there full time that cuts the grass. So that's just one example. The main the key is we're going to show those ads and those video television commercials that you may have been running on cable prior to this. We're going to show them straight to people who we have reason to believe are your prospect. And we're going to do that through their online and offline behaviors. We're going to do that through any keywords that they may be searching. Say, for example, you're a jewelry store. And someone has been looking at diamond rings online. They're thinking about getting engaged, or they're hoping that somebody's going to ask them and they might get engaged. So they're looking at stuff online. And then they go and sit down and decide, okay, well, I think I'm going to watch a program on Paramount Plus this evening. And the next thing you know, they're seeing your ad. They're seeing your ad because they've been searching for a ring and you sell jewelry.
Isn't that cool? That's really neat. But neat way to advertise.
Who's not going to see your ad is somebody who's been searching for someone to cut their grass.
Perfect.
So it's absolutely. This whole thing with targeted advertising is just blowing up. And it's great not only for the business for who is advertising, but the consumers would much rather see an ad that is relevant to them at that point in time. 57% of connected TV viewers say that the ads, that they see ads for products that they are interested in. And if someone is marketing to you for products that you're interested in, you're not going to immediately shut your brain off and think, well, I'm not interested in this. Let's go on to, you know, let's go do something else for a minute until my program comes back on.
Right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Tammy Martin. I'm with Task King. We're talking about, you know, customizing your advertising dollars to the people you want to see those advertisements. We're talking about cutting the cord with cable. If you're streaming, we can customize these we customize your marketing strategies for people that you really want to reach. And that's really important. We have a friend text in, say, sorry, I missed the cost per month. So this is something that we need to sit down with you and your company.
Exactly. The cost per month, it really just depends on who you want to reach, how far out you want to go. And we'd welcome the opportunity to sit down with you and, you know, talk about what are your goals. We need to know what your goals are first. And then we could figure out, you know, how far out do you want your reach? Do you want your reach to be just in Pensacola? Do you want your reach to be all over Northwest Florida? And the beauty of this is we can help you even outside of this market. We can help you all over the country.
Right.
So if you've got a product that you want to sell and you want to sell it to people that live in Tennessee, we can do that.
Right.
If you want to sell it to people that live in Seattle, We can do that. We can get your advertising anywhere in the country that you want it to be.
Because I know there are business owners in Pensacola who have businesses here, but they also have them in Gulfport. They also have them in Louisiana. So, I mean, we can, of course, customize here, but like you said, we can reach these other businesses that you have in other states.
Absolutely.
And that's awesome.
So, again, over-the-top advertising is showing your video commercial to consumers mm-hmm. based on the targeting strategies and the geographical requirements that you set, not just based on where I tell you we're going to run the commercials. We don't do it that way.
Right.
It's all based on what your needs are, and we're going to customize that campaign just for you. We have several different options with over-the-top advertising. We have your basic over-the-top advertising for any of the ad-supported platforms that are out there. We also have over-the-top advertising with Amazon so that your ads would be shown on the Amazon-owned and Amazon-partnered products, such as the ad-supported Prime. The ad-supported Freevee, which is a free streaming platform that is owned by Amazon. And then a lot of their partner stations or partner platforms, we have access, huge access with Amazon. The great thing about that is you're utilizing Amazon's data, and they have a huge data we talked about this last week to pull from. Then the other option that we have with OTT, over the top, is advertising through your social mirroring option. And we've talked about social mirroring in the past. And we can take your video with social mirroring and get that on the connected TVs as well, versus just showing that in websites and apps like when we first got access to social mirror.
Right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Our friend said, so it's not zip code based. Is a zip code in, does that have anything to do with when we're targeting other states?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So he said it's not zip code based, but it kind of can be.
It can be.
Yeah.
You always start with geography.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be certain. It can be zip codes. It can be cities. Either one. But you're not. Just because that's where you start, then you that doesn't mean we're going to serve your ads to everyone in that zip code. Then we're going to layer in the other targeting strategies. And those strategies are behaviors, online and offline behaviors, keywords, where people search certain words. Now, this is not pay-per-click. This is just if they put in a word that they're searching, like wedding dress, mm-hmm. and you're a bridal shop. And then we will take your ad and show it to the people that would search wedding dresses. And then we also put AI in there, artificial intelligence, and that's using the machine learning to find people who have the behaviors but may not necessarily be shopping or looking or browsing
okay.
for your products
mm-hmm.
or searching for your products, but we have reason to believe that they would have interest. And that's one of my favorite is I have seen so much success with good activity coming from the artificial intelligence targeting.
And AI is a little scary to some people.
It is.
But it works great.
It
and
does.
How do they collect this data from people that could have that behavior? Where is that coming from?
Well, that is just done through
databases.
You know, you've heard the old term cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They don't call them cookies anymore.
Yeah.
It's now
they
called
don't. I didn't know
ad
that.
Tracking technology.
Okay.
They as someone goes online, they start immediately building a behavior or
okay.
what do you call it, digital footprint,
right?
About themselves, and no matter what they do online. Then it that data is collected, and as you look at different websites, you know it starts to categorize your behaviors and say, well, they're looking at this website, and this website sells women's shoes, so maybe this person's in the market to buy some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's maybe this person went and she's looking at an insurance company. Maybe this person's in the market to you know, buy insurance. Let's see if she would fill out a form and or contact us for a quote. There's so many different things that happen, mm-hmm. and you're right. It can be scary. It can sound like a slight invasion of privacy.
Sounds like a,
but
yes.
It is just the way that it is now.
Right.
Unless you are just completely off the grid, and I don't mean cut the cord. I mean completely off the grid, and you have a flip phone, and you have a broadcast television that...
The good old days, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, or if you don't even watch television. I mean, you have to be completely off the grid to not be exposed.
Right, absolutely.
Life in this digital world.
Right, so it's time to upgrade your advertising and use your dollars
exactly.
wisely. I mean, this sounds like an extremely wise way to use that advertising when you target your specific group of people you're trying to reach. And so this is a great way because everyone's streaming these days. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're talking to Tasha King with ADX Communications. If you've cut the cord with cable and you do a lot of streaming, maybe you're thinking about digital advertising, give us a call. Text us, 437-1620. We'd be happy to answer your questions this morning. We're talking about artificial intelligence, ways to reach mm-hmm. your population. You need targeted audience for your digital marketing.
So to recap that, basically we're going to start with that geography, no matter where in the country it is. And then we're going to layer in those targeting strategies, and we're going to find the people who we have full reason to believe are going to be your prospect.
Right. And it starts with an analysis. So like our friend asked, you know, how much is it a month? It's really us coming to you mm-hmm. and sitting down with you, getting to know you, getting to know your audience. Who is it that you need to target and
where? Exactly. And reach out to us. Reach out. The email address is connect@adxdigital.com. That's connect@adxdigital.com. Or you can call 850-262-6000. And we will get you set up with one of our professional marketing consultants who know a whole lot about digital and can guide you through the digital age and look
Absolutely.
At some new avenues for your advertising.
Right. And we have many different avenues with digital.
We do.
We do. We have social mirroring. What other options do they have for digital?
Oh, well, we have native video, mm-hmm. native display, regular display, video pre-roll. There are more options. There's several different options to video. And I know mostly today we've talked about over the top, mm-hmm. but there are also all the options for video on websites and apps. And there's just so many different avenues that we have. Would love to meet with you and see what your goals are and what we can do to help you reach your goals.
Absolutely. There's so many options we know with advertising, but especially in 2023, you want to make sure that you're using your marketing dollars. You're using them wisely. You know, you don't want to waste anything at this point. And so you want to make sure you're reaching your target audience and you're getting them, you know, where you need to go. And that can be anywhere, right? We were talking about it can be anywhere in, is it America? Anywhere?
Well, it's really in the world.
In the world, so.
But so far, we've only done, all of our campaigns have been in the U.S. But,
right.
I mean, if you want to go global, we can go global.
Well, let's do it. We're going to go to Australia. You know, I had a director for Midsummer Night's Dream. He's from Australia, and he came all the way over here. So you never know. You never know these days. Thank you so much, Tasha, for joining us. Coming up, we have... The animal shelter is here with us with the Escambia County, Santa Rosa update. You don't want to miss out because we're going to talk about a kitten shower that is happening tonight. So you don't want to miss out on that. We're going to have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom. Stay tuned.